Now, a former guard at a Nazi concentration camp has gone on trial in the northern city of Hamburg today. The 93-year-old man, Bruno Day, was 17 when he joined the SS. And it's thought this could be one of the last criminal cases of an individual charged over the Holocaust. As I've been hearing from Jessica Salz, Euronews correspondent in Germany.
Well, Bruno Day is a 93-year-old German man who stands accused of having been an accessory to the murder of 5,230 people at the Stutthof concentration camp, which is now in Poland but was formerly in Germany. Now, these over 5,000 people were prisoners in the camp, and Day at the time was just 17 years old. But he was a watchman in the tower then. Prosecutors say that even though he was just a low-level guard, he himself was just a watchman, by preventing prisoners at the camp from being able to escape and making sure that they stayed within the camp's boundaries, that he was actually an accessory to the crimes there.
He was a member of the SS. Is that right? What, you had to be a guard in the concentration camp?
Yes, absolutely. He was a young member of the SS. As I say, he was a very young guard at the time. He said that he had no option but to serve at the camp, although this was in the later years of the Second World War. He served there between August 1944 and April 1945, when the camp was finally evacuated by Allied forces. And prosecutors also point out that around those dates, Day would have had actually the option to not work in the camp and actually go and serve on the front line elsewhere. Now, Bruno Day himself is saying that he is not complicit to the crimes. However, he was well aware whilst working at the camp of the crimes that were taking place there. He said that he heard the screams from within the gas chambers as people were being gassed to death. He saw piles of bodies there. So he was well aware of the crimes that took place.
And how does it come about that Bruno Day is being charged as a juvenile when he's 93 years old?
Well, he's being charged as a juvenile in a court in Hamburg because at the time he was just a juvenile. So that's the way these cases work in Germany. Of course, today he is 93 years old. And the big question is, of course, if he is convicted, what kind of sentence he will get. He is a very old man. He's not in great health. But cases like this in Germany, of course, are few and far between at this stage, given that there are only very few people left of this age who actually were perpetrators of Nazi crimes, but they're really more symbolic at this stage. It's a sign in Germany that the German government still is holding these people to justice for crimes that they committed during the Holocaust over 70 years ago.
And given that Bruno Day is 93, is it possible that this will be the last trial of somebody facing accusations arising from a Nazi past?
It is believed that this will be one of the last. However, it's often surprising in Germany how they are able to continue to find alleged perpetrators of Nazi crimes, especially people who were low-level guards during the Nazi years in Germany, who then went on to lead quite normal lives afterwards. It was Bruno Day and his was discovered as a potential perpetrator only when people were investigating an SS camp and they found his old uniform, and this was quite recently. So these crimes, these perpetrators do continue to be discovered even at this later stage. However, he is very old, and any perpetrators of crimes during the Nazi years are of course very old at this stage, or if they're alive at all. So this is considered to be one of the last cases of its kind.